2025 with what look like hopeful prospects for the future, in the sense that, as our chairman pointed out, recently nations have managed to come together against all odds and apparent impossibilities of, and contradictions among themselves, to adopt the decisions of COP29 to achieve what was indeed a financial success and commitment that many did not believe in. And we also have a pact for the future. And what better basis for a future together than an agreement as to the priorities that we should be looking forward to and working for? But as you know, there's many a cup, many a slip between the cup and the lip. And these slips are what I think are facing the world today. And in many parts of the world already, we see that things are not going the way they ought, according to already signed agreements, international law, international treaties, international borders, international human rights, and so on and so forth. Parts of the world are burning. Cities, whole cities are aflame. Parts of the world are drowning. Entire towns are swept away, and houses float away like toys on the huge torrents. We notice that the climate, instead of warming up gently and allowing countries in the north like mine to dream about growing palm trees and basking in the sunshine, we are faced with unpredictable weather events, excessive weather events, and consequences that follow from these, such as food insecurity and conflicts that are based on access to resources, such as water being a resource, are very much there on our planet. But what is most discouraging of all is that among political leadership, we do not see the kind of leadership that the world needs at the moment. When you have very large countries, possessors of nuclear weapons, who without any rational reason attack their neighbors, dilapidate their land, destroy their cities, and night after night attack their civilians, one does not know what meaning remains to any kind of international treaties, to security guarantees that any country may give to another, and to the future of nations whom a larger neighbor might decide, you do not exist in our eyes, we are going to take your territory because we happen to feel like it, and you'll just have to live with it. We have heads of large states who are literally walking encyclopedias of misinformation, of lies and misrepresentation. We have populations that turn to extreme populist positions because they have been encouraged in their anxieties, in their fears, in their dissatisfaction, real or imagined, about the state that they and their country are in. And I think it's the psychological readiness of populations and their political leadership that is going to be the determining factor about implementing these noble ideals and progress that has been made both for the future and for the climate. Populations will have to be better informed and accepting of the reality that we are facing in the world, and as well leadership, political leadership, we need to find worldwide some means of drawing the line between what is acceptable in international relations and what simply is not to be tolerated if we are to continue living in a civilized world. There are certain behaviors on the part of countries that really must be refused and denounced as unacceptable worldwide because of the implications for the way human beings and how countries live together. So ladies and gentlemen, in this meeting, we are happy to see you all in the joining together with the Nizami Ganjavi family of committed thinkers and former officials. We are happy to work together with the United Nations and its high structures and its high responsibilities. I hope that we can come up with ideas that are indeed actionable, that can be proposed concretely. But I think that all of us have to remember that the political climate, the general ideas about what is reality and what is not, are something that we have to continue being vigilant about. Because when people start inventing causes for disasters, politicizing, monetizing things, twisting them around, we are in for trouble. So I look forward to the panels we'll be having in which we hopefully can discern and point out the unhealthy trends that we're seeing in the world and distinguish them from those that are actionable, that can lead to better results, and that give us and reawaken in us our hope for the future. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Madam President.